Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Let me get started over here first.
Yeah.
Lezecher Nishmas, Penche Bas Tzvi. Today we're holding Daf Kuf Aleph. Yeah, we're holding at the top of Daf Kuf Aleph. And what we said yesterday, we came out yesterday, I saw the Rambam's when the Rabbah talks about the din that in Oinon, the Rabbah talks in Perek Beis, Bias Migdash, but in Oinon, Sendi Korbonis, everybody learns that the Rabbah Vaistais, that he holds that it's a din deraisa. And we wanted to know, how can you learn that it's a din deraisa? Baruch David, what happened? Where are you? Oh, disappeared.
Okay, hold on.
Where are you? Oh, he disappeared. Yeah. Oh. The Rambam in Bias Migdash says that the din that you can't send it, the Mashmalos is, that it's a Daraisa, the Keren Oira. I saw the Keren Oira says, really, like we said yesterday, the whole Mashmalos of the Gemara is that an Einan cannot send it, the way Rashi learns, the whole din is a Darabanan, Shlomim is Bakshul Shalim, Velob is Bakshul Chaser. And that din, according to the Maskana, that Adinus Laila is a Drabanan, will have to be a Drabanan. That creates problems in other places, and the Rambam who holds that it's a din deraisa. Taisvis, it's an important Taisvis. If you take a look on Tzadik Tes of Beis, Taisvis really does bamerk the things that we did. If you look at the Taisvis of Tzadik Tes of Beis, Amar of Chizda, you see that Taisvis? Amar of Chizda, and then he says Shmuel Svara. Look at this. Shmuel said this yesterday. I believe it was Shmuel. But that in the middle of the Taisvis comes the Yeshli Tmaya. And the Taisvis comes and he says Yeshli Tmaya, the Mashra, the Shari, Reb Shimon, Lishchait, Velizreik, Achai Shemes Lo Meis, Shudanidus Laila de Rabbanan. He said that he'd be allowed to do it because, like the Gemara says, Anina Slaila is Drabonin. He wants to know what, and he even brings the rayas that we brought. Hello, Aninas Yom Deraisa. The Aninas of the Yom is certainly going to be a Deraisa, and that it answers the Hakrava, even if it has nothing to do with the Achila. But the Akrava is certainly going to be Aser. Medal Achila Meyacha. The Kobachim Akrava Biyayim Aser Mechatas Oilo Meyashan. The Aser Lahavi Kishuhu Ainon. Remember we said yesterday, the Yisra of Adidas does not only Aser, of course, Achila. It Aser Akrava also. Oilo is included in this price. And Oilo and Asher Mechatas, where there is no Achila, where he's coming, he's not allowed to send this Chatas. He can't send his Hashem because of Aninus. There's no Achil involved, of course, and everybody throughout the entire blot that we had, we didn't see anybody who would say there was not even a whiff of such a Svara that din of Aninus will not be a Deraisa on the day of the Misa. Everybody holds, Achrisa Kiyemar, everybody holds that the day itself of the, not the day of the Kvura, but the day of the Misa, everybody held it was a deraisa, of course. It exceeded Korbano. And therefore, how do you understand the whole Gemara? Even if Adinus Laila is going to be a derabbanan, how can he send the Korban Pesach? The Chitema, so we said, why? Because the whole, must be the whole day is a derabbanan. That's why he says, the Chitema, Mishum Diyasi, Essay, the Pesach, the Isa, he says, he can't say it's Al Tzchiyah. Said the same thing by Achilu. That's it. If Kate Hechi Daik Minah, it is a slightly bit Rabbanan. Even if it's Deraisa. And we Tech Perish Akutris. You see that? Does everybody have that? And we Tech Perish Akutris. Six of them. And we Tech Perish Akutris Mashma. The Savar Hashtag, the Kula Smakta Bialba. The whole din, even of sending a carbon by Ninus. It's going to be only a drabana. And that is unacceptable, Zaktosis. The Tech Perish Rakutris Mashma, that he holds that the Ashtar, the whole din is an Asmachta. Now, the Ashtar, the Kula Asmachta, the Nira the Farish. He says like that the way Rashi learns it would be. If he lives right to here, we can't bear Shakutris, it would be Mashra. But he holds about the whole thing is an Asmachta. Then he says the Svara, I think it was Shmuel who said it yesterday. Venera Lafarish, Kegni Iker, the Pesach Labo, Ella Lachila. So the Iker is totally in the Achila, not in the Hakrov of Necha Betuma, Shikri Labo, Ella Lachila. Elkach Lachashin and Vaninus, Mizbad, Hakrov, Ella Mizbad Achila. The Achalkav, the Achila, no Bakeris. So this, Pella Otsu, refuted what you were saying yesterday, and I saw that Rav David comes with the same title. It says that Rav David comes with the same title of Taisvis. Like Tais says, what does it have to do with Tahakrova? Even says the Svara would be the exact opposite. But the way it comes with the title of Taisvis, says Rabashitz, Nitzimashtani blinds with the Tzarachim. Or the Taisvis of how I can use that Svara. Because of the Svara of the Achila, how it's going to affect the Hakrova. The Hakrova is going to be mutter. The Hakrova of every carbon is going to be Asar. Except for Karban Pesach. That's how really what I was saying. He asked, how could that be? What the whole Sugya really is coming for over here, this is Shver, the Kevinayra also offers an alternative to this. Everybody butchersuch. Of how, what will happen, and how it could be, Lamaisa, that the whole thing of Aninus is going to be a derisa from this Pasuk, and yet, it's going to be mutter eat the Karban Pesach, and be makriv the Karban Pesach. And it's also be derisa to set the Karban, Aninus. What Karban? Any Karban. That's nothing to do with Achila, and Ayla, Karban Eitzim, we even have. When there is no achila at all for the balak carbon, Abba became as an isar hakrava, and or the yayim, or what, the day of the misa. That's a deraisa. And now you tell me he can do it by carbon pesach, then it's fully ashiv. I mean, so we have
no. The birchas hazev answers this. The birchas hazev answers this. He says, "Asi yasei v'dachi yasei." If you're coming to, from the Isra, not the Yachalti.
You see even Taisvis. But
that's doesn't
want to say that. Taisvis. That. If you're going to say it's the Chasei, then you don't have a right that any of the Slilas are about it. Maybe
that's his question.
Say,
yes,
the other
Berchas Hazev, he says, I don't know. He says, you could easily have said that he holds like...
If you look at the Frankel Rambam, I think he brings about 25 sources over here to try maybe Yashiv this. He just has a letter. About, most of them are very obscure. I think so. If you have the Frankel Rambam, they're based, B.S. Migdash. He has over there, must be about 25 Makairis over here, obscure, but they come to the Miyash of this. Mostly Rak Lahayr, we got me this nip. So you see that really, and how we came out, there's really on the right track, I believe, at least a shot, according to Rashi. Now we have the Kofal of Tanarabonin. Alright, now we have, after Halt Kop over here, okay, we have in the Maisha that happened with Nadav Avihu, where Moshe Rabbeinu came to Aaron, and he said, the korbanos that they have to bring today, there was the Sawyer of Nachshon, the first day of Chodesh Nissan, the Zohar of the Seim. We just read it by Chanukah. And the Zohar of Chodesh, which was the first Zohar of Chodesh, Rish Chodesh Nissan. And the Zohar of the Miluim. And the Sire of the Miluim, the special Chatras of the Miluim. And so Moshe Rabbeinu said that even though normally, we're talking about Aninus, a Kayan Gadol is allowed to bring the Karban of Aninus, as we all know, other Kahanim are not. And even the Kayan Gadol is not allowed to eat the Karban of Aninus. Nobody's allowed to eat anything by Aninus. But over here, it's a Hirasha, separate in, Chiddush Nikidim, that you have to eat it anyway. Moshe Rabbeinu, his Kavada, the Gemara says, we would never be able to say such a thing. He forgot the halacha of what the Rebbeinu Shlomo must tell like him. And Aaron made a couple of chaymer, we'll see. And Aaron said that Enochidami, it's different. But the only thing you're allowed to eat, whereby it is in this case, is the Kachay Shah of the Miluim, the Sarish Chaydish, which is a Dinla Dairis, that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it here either. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they burned the carbon. He says, what are you doing burning the carbon? I told you that this is an exception, that there's no Tzulam Adinus. And Aaron said that we have the Kal Vachomer. That's one way to learn it. The other way, even if you hold, let's say Enochidami, you told us that we have to eat it. But even according to you, Aaron, that you held, you weren't allowed to eat it. You didn't have to burn it. Could have waited until tonight. Vadinus Lila, there is no Dinderaisa of Vadinus Lila, but just wait till tonight and eat it. Why, you don't want to eat it today? Don't eat it today. So maybe, one side is that maybe there was tumor that came that it contracted during the day, but Inus, and therefore that was the reason. We'll see, let's take a look at what was happening in that episode, that the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron.
Did Aaron say anything back when Moshe first said over them?
What? He said what?
First, Moshe told him, don't eat.
Moshe told him, eat even though you're an Aaron.
And did Aaron say anything?
No.
Why?
No, because he understood that I could hear that. By Kachay Shah, by the Miluim, yeah.
He thought that he meant something.
Yeah, he said, yeah. And then afterwards, this is what he mean. I heard what you said. You understand the right. Yeah, but except it never included this.
That's
fine.
Right away.
Yes. We have three Lashaynas in that parsha. Kichein Tzivesi, Kashetzi Vesi, Kashetzi Vashem. And they mean kichay tu vesi ba'adinus yachluha. That's what I was commanded from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that you should eat this ba'adinus anyway. Even if ba'adinus you're normally not allowed to, over here you do. Kashetzi vesi, like I commanded you, bishas baisa. Bishas baisa, when it happened, when the whole thing happened, when Nadav Avihu died. And, Kashetzi Vashem, meaning what? What do you think, I made this up? Lo mei alai ani yomer, I'm saying it over as a message from the French. Great thing about Amar Lahem, or immediately. Amar Armini mitei aninus visrafa. Why is it that it was burnt? It was burnt because of Adimus. Therefore it says Ka'ela. It says Ka'ela, which means what? The Ka'ela. Like it says, Mikdei Adimus Nisrafa. Rashi over here comes and tells us, Chach Neba, Mikdei Adimus Nisrafa, Chach Neba, Matikrena, of Si Ka'ela. What does it mean? The kind of Umatzinu Shahina Lamaisha. Moshe Rabbeinu was masked to Aaron, can you see? Vayita Vayena. The Imi Bihagmura Shaba Enter Adidas. What do you mean over here? If he heard to do it, Bihagmura, the Enter of Adidas to eat it. Why was he biting? What was going on? We'll see that coming up afterwards. So in other words, Nachamu, but he's saying, but such a thing were to happen, therefore it says, you think I would go? You think I'm going to go and violate the Isser of Akrava, Ba'aninus, or you're gonna have what other Chachamim do it. I was allowed to go and do it. And the Afa became, I still burnt it anyway, I wasn't allowed to eat it. How much will I cost you? So what do you mean? Everything was sent over from the Rebbe Yisrael? Like Hashir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachemya, the Sadia. In other words, why did he burn it? Now it says what? They are Nevis Nisrafa. How could it be they are Nevis Nisrafa? My Rebbe told them three times this. I mean, there are three references to the fact that Anivis is an exception in this case. Now here we have a machlekes why he burnt it. The Sadia, I mean, they Anivis Nisrafa. He burnt it because of Anivis. He wasn't able to eat it. Chach Nema, therefore it says, Ka'ela. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, Mipnei Tuma Nisrafa, and was not burnt because of Adinus. It was burnt because it was contracted to him. If you would say that he comes out of Titus, if you're going to say that it was burnt because of this Rafa, because of Aninus, like Rav Nachemya saying, she be day two minutes and she be time the Aninus is for hanging the shlosh from she's for fuha. Should have burnt all three of them. What did he burn? Only one. The Farafer, Hayu, Rahaya, Rahaya, Liyachlon, Liyarev. Another thing is, let's say he didn't want to do it because of Aninus. That's a reason to burn it. It's a reason to leave it over to the night. Why didn't you just leave it over to the night? Therefore, they said, so why is it that he burnt it? He burnt it because of Tumah. It must be because of some other reason, too. The Barakar, and we have another reason, even. You know, let's say he did not want to eat it because of the Adidas. There was another answer here. Pinchas fellow, Pinchas Hayevahem. And since Pinchas was there, and we're assuming that Pinchas was a Kayan, even then, we'll see the refutation, how he refuted, and what the Svaras over here were. We'll come back to these Svaras. I have to come back on Omid Beis, what the beer of this refutation is. And there was a Rabba Amar Edi Rabba Chemya. Both the Bryces, there we have us, Rav Nachemya, Lo Kashya. Kad Bekad Shei Shah, Kad Bekad Shei Dairus. And because there's a difference, Bekad Shei Shah would be able to eat. That was not burnt. The Kad Shei Dairus was burnt. How do you go through the Pesukim? Rabbanan Echem Betar Tzilani Kroi, Rav Nachemya Betar Tzilani. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Aaron and he said, Madu lo yachaltem. Why didn't you go and eat it like I told you to? Amar lo Moshe li Aaron. He said, Amar lo Moshe li Aaron. Shema, Nichtas, maybe there's a reason that you burnt it. You were not able to eat it. Shema, Nichtas, Daba, it was a chatas. Dama, Nichtas, Daba, Lishnaya, Lishnit, doesn't mean Lishnaya, Lishnit. It means even Lishnit, into the Hechel. Shema Dirdis Daba, we know that the Din is Hey, the Hulis Daba, Makadish Mdima. So the Dab became puzzle, Dab Chatas that goes inside, as we all know, becomes puzzle. Now, like Rabbi Akiva, remember Rabbi Akiva said that it goes on other Kabbalahs also, not only a Chatas. We all know it goes on a Chatas. Hey, the Hulis Daba, and therefore, if it didn't become puzzle that way, so what happens? You burnt it. Shema Chusum Chitzasri Yatsa. They became possibly I say. Oh my Lord, no. Because I say so. First he said, Shema didn't listaba with them. Oh my Lord, hey. No, lo who was listaba? It was never brought with them. Then my Shabbat said, Shema who's listaba? They became possibly I say. Oh my Lord, because I say. It didn't become possible. But the Abadim is like with Buha. Upasal Tuha. Maybe it was because it was brought by Ninus. Maybe it brought by Ninus. And you apostled it that way. Who would have brought it by Ninus and apostled it? Not Aaron. Maybe this is the
summer.
Oh, my love, my share. What do you think? They hate me, Kriva. You think I would let them do it? I'm the crafty. I'm a kind uncle, and I was the one that brought it. That doesn't become apostle. The Omar Lay. Hein, lahu's daba, kaidish isa. Oh, kaidlu isa, kashitsi daisy. That means yachalua. What happened over here? So I told you nothing. There is no side psul that took place. So why didn't you eat it? Oh, my lo, batikredo, siko eile. Da'achalti chatos ayay, mayita b'ene Hashem. What do you think? Such a thing will happen. And I should eat a chatos. You think God is going to be happy with that act, with that action of me eating it? Maybe only heard that I have to eat the chatos of the miluim, which is a one-time thing. To eat the kache dairis, by kache dairis, which of course refers over here to what? The tsairish, chaydish, not the other one was nachshon. Come up at the kache dairis. You know that I would not be able to eat that kabachaymer, the maitzer hakal. Uba maitzer hakal. Umra taira. Even by maitzer hakal, by sashedi. You're not allowed to eat it by ninas. Umra taira lo achalti the idi bimedu. The kutche dairis like kolshkein. Avada, when it comes to karbonas for dairis. You tell me you think it's going to be more kal than maitzer. Mice are shady, you're not allowed to eat. Allah has come up come the bus of chatos. Maisha heard that, and he heard that he realized that he made a mistake. Lobosh, and he was not embarrassed. Lobosh, like Maisha, like my Shabbati. He didn't say, I didn't hear that. Allah, Shabbati, the Shachachti. He said, and that's from the, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgot. This thing that you're saying, I really heard, I forgot. And that is that the heter to eat it by Ninus only went when the Shkotche Shah did not go to Shkotche Dairus. Now, wait, hold on 1 second. We see another thing over here, which is hard to understand. Let's say the Dab, Moshe Rabbeinu says, why did you burn it? Do you think maybe the Dab went into the Heichel, and the apostles to Dab? No. Maybe the Dab, maybe went out to the apostle Beyonce. No, nothing, not at it. Let's say it didn't become apostle Beyonce. Let's say the Dab went into the Heichel, and the Dab became apostle. What do you do with the carbon? Needs even Tzura. The Dab of a Bailam, the carbon itself does not become apostle. That would not be a reason to burn it. What? Yes, you're right. That's true also. Let's say it is. But I think the other sounds, remember, by regular person is different. By regular kind is different. But for Aaron, you're right. For Aaron, think about it. Well, Nina's the Hakrama was mutter. If he could have got somebody to eat it, he could have got somebody else to eat it. But let's say Pinchas would have eaten it. Well, good. There's no problem with that problem of the Kayan Gadol. By the Kayan, there wouldn't be a problem. Remember, we have by a bummer even. Let's say somebody goes and he's back with Baninus and a bummer. We have the Gemara. That would also be possible. That Gemara in Tezayin. We have the Gemara in the beginning of the second pair in Tezayin. Even to be back with Baninus and a bummer. Right? Would be. But over here, there's no problem with that anyway. A Kayan Gadol's allowed to do it. So why is it that they burnt it anyway? Taisvis in Pesachim. We have a Taisvis in Pesachim. Whose playmate really on this thing? The dam of a bailam. What's the Gemara say? What's the criterion for Sreifa and Ibar Tzura? So the Gemara says, let's say it's Bedam, if it's absorbed the Dam, or it's absorbed the Bailam, needs Ibertura. So Tyson comes and says, so what was going on over here? We have a Tyson. Tyson comes.
I mean, what's up?
Tyson comes and he comes over here.
I mean, what's up?
Pei Gimel. What do you mean, what the? Pei Gimel. Amar Lahen. Pein La Yehuba Estaba El Akash. Pei Gimel Abed Aleph. Amar Lahen. Pein La Yehuba Estaba. So Rashi learns maybe Berish Kudus, Rabbanim, Lobo, Lemelech, that he said he does Mutzah sublet like that. Kutcher LeRashba. Maybe he'll say the Hasayah Shal Reshkayin Ashayah, the Chayin Isa Mizvachim, the Peretzvul Yayin, of the Kasavim Rabbanim, by Rasha Haisa, Gideon Bar Liel, Kutcher LeRashba. The Liel Shayach HaRasha, maybe they burnt it only on HaRasha, not because it really needs it. Then Tysus falls away from HaRasha. He doesn't really deal with it, HaTysus. Tysus says, maybe Edechadami, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't agree with that either. Otherwise, he's asking, the Sugi is not like that. Maybe we'll say it ain't so. Edechadami, Aaron held like that. Moshe Rabbeinu did not go for that because Moshe Rabbeinu went with the sugya Pesachim. Funny. It says, Aval Hacha B'chata Shenichtas. Dama Lifnid. Nami Psula B'dam. Omisvar Bayim Ertzura. Elay Shayach HaRasha. V'nira L'ri. The Rabbanin Lobo L'melech B'chata Saren. Maybe we can hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was not minded to them. And therefore, we can't bring a raya from what Aaron did, and we're going to learn from the places that we have here in the Sugya Pesachim. We don't paskin like Aaron. What? Hard to hear. Very funny. This is really very funny. He says maybe it was part of, the Gemara never says this. But the Gemara says, maybe this is a machlekes, Aaron and Moshe, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. Therefore, if we have another mucker to come and say that the Dabo Bailam that it needs Ibur Tzura and not Srefa, we'll go with that. But in Chadami, Aaron held, Aaron held that I did not burn it because the Dab went into the Eichel. If it did go into the Eichel, I would have burnt it. That says it's fair even more. Don't you see that Moshe Rabbeinu held that way? How we say Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron. Maybe a reason you burnt it is because the dam went into the Heichal. What does he mean by that? Maybe you burned it because you held that even if it's a psul b'dam of a bialim, you have to burn it. Maybe that's the reason you burnt it. I don't even hold you would burn it then. Because I hold it with Nini Bertsuru. But I can at least hear, maybe there was some soul in the dam, and therefore you burnt it, you don't hold like me in that. That's all part of the Shakal Vitaria. I know that Mordechai Vogel is going to read this Gemara, and the first thing he's going to jump on is this. So I'm bombarding it for him right away. Yeah, but so that's Megaria, but before it jumps on, you have to look at the Taisvis on Pegil. And Taisvis Pegil and Tzachar. Yeah. I was there some sort of violent. You're right on that also. You are, because you're talking over here with Aaron. Aaron did it. There was nothing wrong with the uneasiness of that brother. Sounds like you're not gonna be able to. That's a legitimate time also. Yes. So what I'll call upon him, that was according to Rabbi Nechemiah. This is the dialogue to Moshe and Aaron. That's Rabbi Chanya, that's the reason he burnt it. Now what? And where do you know it from? From the Kabbalah Chaymer. This was the first time in Chumash where we really learned the Kabbalah Chaymer. The Kabbalah Chaymer that to go and refute to where Aaron goes to Dingsach with Moshe Rabbeinu. Amr Elohim, Echal Tevi Yonim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, a gentleman. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Echebetarzilahu. How do they learn the Shakla Vitaria? How do they learn the Psukim? Okay, but how do they learn the Psukim? Remember, they do not say that the reason that he burnt it was because of Adidas. But How do they learn what happened in the Pesukim? Madua lo achalta mitzvah chatos b'mekayim ha-kodesh? Why didn't you eat the chatos b'mekayim ha-kodesh? Sheva nichtas. Why didn't you eat the chatos in the Azara? B'mekayim ha-kodesh. Sheva nichtas. Again, they say, maybe the dam went in lifnei lifnim. The words again, lifnei lifnim, it's not lifnim. You know, the chatos becomes a puzzle, the dam merely goes into the Echel, doesn't go into the Kaddish, doesn't have to go into the Kaddish Kaddish. Omar lo hei, lahuba stama. That wasn't the reason. I didn't have a problem with that. The dam never went in there.
And the Shita takes it out.
Yeah, the Shita takes it out, yeah. Maybe the dam went outside? Omar lo hei, ba Kaddish Aiso. No. It remained in the Kaddish. The Dilma Banina Sakrit Dua. So here also, maybe you brought it by Nina. Who? Maybe you brought it by Nina's. Who brought it? The children. Who brought it?
Well,
the Lazarus Summer. Another about that. Yeah, the Lazarus Summer. For Basuso. And they puzzled it. Remember, none of Avio had already died. None of Avio had already died.
They caused the
Anubis? Yeah. Oh my Lord, Baisha. No. Heinik Rivua, I mean, they brought it. What do you think, I'm going to let them break it? They're not allowed to do it. The Pasuk I need is. I need it, Kraftia. I'm the one that brought it. And I, for me, it's what they're going to do it. I'm a kind of
did Aaron also have them kind of up there?
Yeah, did. How about it?
Oh.
Yeah. The Dilma, I got straight. The Dilma, maybe you'll say. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Dilma, Rabbi said, I'm sorry to interrupt everybody, wait. The Dilma Hakav Mararaihu Bashatuba, the Itmuba. Maybe what happened was you're so full of anguish and you're so upset that maybe you weren't concentrating and you let it become Tame. Maybe that was the reason that you burnt it. Oh my Lord. So Aaron said to Moshe, you think I would let my anguish and my being upset, you think that's going to sway me and divert my attention? And I would go do this. The afilu eila the kaila, even if other terrible tragic things would happen. You think I would never do that, to go and allow it to become tame? So what happened? So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Aaron, if the dam never went into the Heichal, and it was in the Kodesh, and it wasn't possible Yitzha. Oh, okay, so why didn't you eat it? Oh, my love. Yeah, maybe Sheva Lo Shabbata. Now, according to this, it's not Sheva Lo Shabbata Kachay Shah. He didn't say, that's not what the, we're going like Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon here, remember, not Rav Nechemia. So what was the title back? Sheva Lo Shabbata. Avana have to eat it. Ella Balila. Maybe you, all right. Maybe you only held, you said that I have to go and eat it. I'm asking. Maybe you only held, but you not necessarily eat it behind. Maybe you hold, maybe I have to go eat Balila. Eat behind. With my yard, it doesn't make sense. Come a chimer, be my sarakal. Uma, my sarakal, I'm not taking a chal, eat behind, eat me manuals. Guide is chaber like Koshke. Kol mer miyad vayishma Moshe. Eina chanayi yishma Moshe vayita v'yeinav. Lo boish Moshe leimer again here also lo shamati. Elo shamati v'shachati. He says, yeah, I heard it and I forgot. And therefore, again here also. So, but why was it? So now, but the Taina was not the Chavitin Kachay Shah on that. The title was, how come you didn't, all right, very good. So why didn't you leave it till the night? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu came, how come you didn't eat it? He said, yeah, so did eat it. Yeah, so he says, yeah, but I could, but based on what you did, I could have eaten it at night. Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, it's possible.
What?
That's the Yamisa, of course. It's Reish Chaydash. It's Reish Chaydash Nissan. The Rabbanim, you mean?
It's not, I'm saying,
it's Rabbanim. It's Rabbanim. Yeah, yeah, it's what it's going, because I need a Slyla. It'll be on the Slyla. He said, I would have been able, since, yeah, I could have eaten it, I could have eaten it for Lila. Yeah, I mean, maybe only heard it by Lila. VBI, but it wouldn't make sense VBI. But maybe you only heard it by Lila. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said, good point. Yeah, because B'yayim, it certainly would be us, sir, because it's a Kavosheimer, a Kavosheimer. No. And therefore, why did he burn it? Should have waited till the night. So, okay, let's even the Shitascha. Why did he wait until night? Why did he burn it? That he said because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon held Tuma Be'aynis Basak. Because Tuma, it became Tame Be'aynis. And that was the reason. Because it became Tame Be'aynis, that's the reason that they burnt it. And the evidence of that, the blindness became Tame somehow.
How did he know
it's it became Tame. How did they?
We don't know what happened.
No, that already doesn't say. But then the sheriffs come in. It became Tame. It doesn't say how it became Tame. It doesn't say how it became Tame. No, you have to burn up a kaidish. Yeah, sure, you have to burn up a kaidish. Any soul kachin kachin. You have to burn in the Azara. It's at Kutchim Kalim, you burn Yerushalayim, Shalas, whether or not that's a Dereis or a Drabanin. But you know, this is the Gemara Pesachim Chabdalim. Then we talk about a Psula of Kutchim Kutchim, the Makam Strafa for the Psula has to be in the Azara. Rizpah. Huh?
The Rizpah.
Or the Rizpah. And, it's the Gaina Gemara we had before, remember? It's the Gaina Gemara on Tzadik Beis. Remember, it says that when they made a special for the liquids, for Yayin, for Shebet, for them, it says that they had a special baracha even. There we have the machlekes and a special baracha for the liquids, but even not the liquids. I mean, it says, the Gemara Pesachim says, whenever you have kachim psulim, kachim kachim psulim, you burn in the Azara, kachim kalim psulim, you burn in Yerushalayim. Maybe you can do it even not in Yerushalayim. We have a machlekes, Rashi and Tesis and Pesachim. Daf Bentes, whether or not, whether you do it in Yerushalayim or not.
Rabbi, this would answer your Rabbi's question that that's, if it was Tumah Ba'inus, it should be burnt. It'd be it right away. Because it's big goofy,
that's the reason they did it. That's the reason they did it. Of course, now that it became Tamei, so Avada here. Of course, what we were asking you need to Ibar Tzura does not. It's not a problem. Here it became Tamei. Came Tamei Avada. He burnt it right away in the Kodesh. Avada, he burnt it in the Azara. Of course.
I just want to know, how is Rebbe able to restrain himself on the first part of the pasuk? Ve'achalti.
I don't know
how Rebbe did it. I'm very impressed. Madani Moshe Simon Aleph.
Yes. Okay. Mishloimet Sadana Gemara says the following. Mishloimet the Rabbanan. Now, Bishleim of the Rabbanim, Bishleim according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, not Rav Nechemia, who says that it got burnt because of Tumah. Hainu diksev hayayim. That's why it says, it says hayayim. Where, so that, see the Rashi, Bishlam of the Rabbanah, the second line, Bishlam of the Rabbanah, the Amri, Echad Kodshe Shah, the Echad Kodshe Dairis, Laila Hutar Lahem, Velo Yayim. Bishlam, according to them, who hold that every, not only was Kodshe Dairis or the one Kodshe Shah, the Omar Echad Kodshe Shah, the Echad Kodshe Dairis, it would have been mutter for them to go to wait till the Lailu. V'lo Yayim. Ad HaLailu HaYeraitzim HaShoysa, by both of them, they would have wanted to leave it till the night. Hainan Iksev, V'achalti Chatas HaYayim. It says, V'achalti Chatas HaYayim, Ha'ita Beinei Hashem. Ani Aydan V'yichal HaYayim Chatas. Shemalai Shabbata Ella Balaila. What do you think? Gonna eat it today? Before the night? That makes sense why he said the yayin. To think of eat it today? Wait till tonight. But according to Rav Nechemya, who says, Mashahuta Elohim, see the Rashi, Yom Mashahuta Elohim, Hutar Afila Beyond. Rav Nechemya holds that even that what was mutter for them, Kache Shah, it could be even beyond. Kigayin Kodshe Shah. Umashe Nesar. Nesar Balayla. According to him, that would be also Balayla also. The other one. Now what? So what's the Hayayin? Well, Elo the Rabbi Chemia, my Hayayin. What is Hayayin? My Hayayin. Well, Chavi Chavis Hayayin. What do you mean? If the Kodshe Shah would have been mutter today, it was mutter today, according to him. And as far as Kodshe Shah, you know, there was no answer for whatever reason. We have to see who got shared by Lila. So what does this say? Today I'm going to eat it. What it means, it doesn't mean I'm going to eat it today. It means the carbon of today, the kodesh shah of today. Bishleima, the Rav Nechemya, Hanadiksev, Hain Hayayim. Hello, the Rabbanan, my Hain Hayayim. What's this thing with Hain Hayayim? First of all, again, Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi. By Hayayim, Tzaybas Hayayim, Tzaybah. Kodshe Dairis, you hate, the other way. I made a mistake. Tzaybah, Kodshe Dairis, you hate, Tzaybas Hayayim. Now, Rosh Chodesh, of course. Atzal Rosh Chodesh. Atoleimer li lechol. You're telling me that also to eat the Einon, to eat as an Einon. I can't do that. Eat as an Einon, a Kodshe. The Chavis Hayayim, Chavis Hayayim of Rosh Chodesh. Behind the Chavis Hayayim, Chavis HaKavua, Leon. So now the question, Bishlev of the Rebbe Chaim behind an exam, Hein Hayayim Hikriv, and Kleimar again. Karman Zeh, the Chavis Hayayim Karev, the Kodshe Dairis, so what is Kodshe Dairis? Vadi Yachlan Aydan, Mitmiya, Shemalei Shabbat El Mishel Shah. So again, the Malagwar says Lacham. Heinek, Bishleim of the Rabbi Chemia, Heinek Siv, Hein Hayayim, Heinek Hayayim, that I should understand, you want me to eat today. Hein Hayayim, the Heinek Hayayim, do you think I'm going to come out eating it today? Carbon, Kodshe Dairis, Kodshe Dairisu, you think I'm going to eat it today as a Badinus? Elul Rabbanin, my Hein Hayayim, Achikamar. According to them, you don't have that. There's nothing that you would be able to eat today. Achika amar. Hein hikrivu. Ani hikravti. That's what it's referring to, a different thing. It's going back on the hakrava.
My children.
Right? You think they're the ones that did it? Hein. What's hein going on? Hein is going on them, the plural, referring to them. They don't think that they did it. I did it. The Sanya, like we learn, the Aesir Achatos, like we have in the Brisa, we going on the Pasuk, the Aesir Achatos, Darash Moshe, Darash Moshe, Seir, what's the Pasuk referring to? The Aesir Achatos, Darash Moshe. Sire is a Sunnah. It was the Sire of Nafshe Ben Aminadab, the first one, Rosh Chodesh. Chatas, Tzuchatas Shmini, that's the special one. Special Chatas of the Miluim. Darash, Sire Sharesh Chodesh. That refers to the Sire Rosh Chodesh. Yachal, Shlashtan, Nisrafu, what happened there? Maybe all three of them got burnt. One of them was burnt. Echad doesn't say doesn't say that they all were burnt. Says one was burnt. Echad nisraf below shlashta nisrafu. Darash dangerous lava. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu came? Darash Moshe hinei son. He went and he checked it, he went and checked, examined what was going on over there. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Mipnei ma'achatazu nisrafa, li'elu mu'nachas, li'eini yedeya ezahu. There's something here that was burnt. I don't know which one it was. K'shu'aymer v'yaysa nasa l'chem lasis zavayn ho'eida. What is this thing? V'yaysa... It was its purpose was Lasais Sabain Hoeda. What is that? Why? Because we know the Sar Rosh Chodesh Nachatas is Mechaper. What is the purpose of it? For what? Good, very good. Yeah, Tamei Shachal or Basar or Basar that became Tamei. Yeah. It's there to be Mechaper like the Mishnah Shmuz. Shaper Ka Amri Lei. Shapaka Amri Lai. Rachabi the Abba Kutche Shah Lai Pasla Bahu Aninus. So again, Shapaka Abba, here see the Rashi. Shapaka Amri Lai, Leel Kai, going back before, the Amran, the Ram the Chemia Hayalahem, we slushed that Sheyisrapo. Quite the Ram the Chemia, that it was all by Ninus. Maybe it should have come out that they all should be burnt. And therefore, so the Gemara says, because the din that we were having over here, like the, based on the Shakulatari that we had before, so it was only going on the Kodshei Shah, not on everything. Shaper Kaomri Lay. Shaper Kaomri Lay. Who said, Kodshe Shah, like Paslo Bahu Aminus, that the Kodshe Shah here, Aminus did not passel. The only thing that it passeled was the Sarish Chodesh. Omar Ma. Hayalo. So now let's go back to go through the arguments a little bit. Omar Mar, Hayalo the Achla, the Erev. What happened over here? Rav Nachemya was arguing. Remember, there were three titus that they tied it to Rav Nachemya. See, Rav Nachemya, let's go back and get Rav Nachemya. See, what were the arguments over here? We had Machlaikis, Rav Nachemya, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon. So they tied it, Bipnei Matuba, Nisrafa, we have a problem. They should have burnt all three. Yeah, they were not mechalek between the Kodshei Shah and that. So that kasha we took care of. Why did you go burn it? He should have waited till the night if he didn't hold that it went on the Kodshei Dairis. He all that, Moshe Rabbeinu's Sivoi did not go on Kodshei Dairis. All right, touche. We'll accept that. That's not a reason to burn it. Should have waited until the night, daytime. Now, obviously, what are we going to answer? Why is it that that might not have been an Eitzah? Exactly, because like Shmuel Aaron pointed out before, if they would have been able to do that, it's because Anitas Lila's Drabbanan. If that was not true, there would not be an answer. Certainly couldn't wait till tomorrow. Couldn't wait till tonight either if I need a slilus deraisim. So we have these other titles also, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon titled back to Rabbi Nechemia. Now what? Omamar hayalo liyachmal liyarev. Shaper komri lay. Kosova, I need a slilus deraisim. Not true. Because Rabbi Nechemia held Shaper komri. Shaper komri lay, no. Rabbi Nechemia held that that is not an eitzer. Rabbi Chemia held that's not an Eitzah, because he held that Adidas Lalas Deraisa. Now, yes, you know, of course it's a problem. Who's the one that held Adidas Lalas Deraisa? Rabbi Yehuda. On Tzadik Tes. We had Rabbi Yehuda argue with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda held that way, you know. Yeah. Okay. Dabar Acher. I love pitchasay, but shopper comri lay. Now, so I talk it in. He didn't have to eat it himself. All right. You weren't able to eat it. Baskin. So you weren't able to eat it. Why? Because you're an oinu. And they're all oinu. There was nobody to eat it. Aaron was not going to be able to eat it because he was an oinu. Oinu cannot eat, even the kohen gadol. They certainly were not going to be able to eat it. Is that a reason to burn it? To somebody else who was not an oinu. Of course, that means he's not an Oinon, but it had to be a Koyan. It had to be a Koyan who was not an Oinon.
He was Koyan already.
What? Wait, that's what we want to know. That the Gemara says, some of that, because it was Pinchas they asked. Well, though Pinchas say the Shaper Ka'omri Lai, isn't that a good title? Some of Lakh Rabbalazar. He held like Rabbalazar, the Yom Rabbalazar, Rabbi Chanin. At what point did Pinchas become a Koyan? Like this guy ain't Pinchas, a charcoal Zimri. He was not a Kayan until 40 years later. Until 40 years later, by the Maisa of Zimri, he was not a Kayan. This is what we're talking here the very first year in the Midbar, it's kind of Shmissim. And the whole Maisa of Zimri took place 40 years later in Abbas Mayav. See, Maisa Lola Zaracha, Briska Nasailo. Rabbi Shiomer, Ad Shesham Shalom Beit Hashvatim. We find it even later in history, by the time of Yeshua. Shenema Ma'ishma Pichas Akoye, Unesiei Ho'eda Barashi Alpha Yisrael. He didn't even become a Koyan then. He became a Koyan later in history. Edech Nabi Aksib Ma'isal Zara Achrov. King Siva, what do you mean, says there by the Midbar? It was a bracha that was given, but when was it finally implemented? Later on, the time of Yeshua. Midach Nabi Yaksib, Aishma Pitchas HaKoyin, Huliach Zaro Acharov. That was also only, not active, but to be Yachas, the lineage of Pitchas. And therefore, so we have the whole Machlokes. When the Pitchas, Interesting is when we talk about Pinchas. You know, there's the Pelotic thing. Remember we had Reiter. What? Reiter. No. There are other things about Pinchas besides Reiter, you know. But the let me just bring a Rambam at B.S. Migdash. You know, we had the data about in Lafayette's about washing from the kiyur, it has to have Dalit Kaihanim. Rashi says, where did he get the Dalit Kaihanim? One was Moshe, one was Aaron, then we had the children of Aaron. The Rambam brings, interesting, a different way how the Rambam learned the Gemara. We have a Rambam, the Rambam tells us, a kiyur that has to have Dalit Kaihanim. May kiyur, the Rabbi comes when he discusses the din of Dalit of Kaihanim, that you have to have four. So the Rabbi brings and he says the following.
Peperikei halacha yud gimel. Hey yud gimel.
Peperikei.
Yud gimel. Peperikei halacha yud gimel.
Yeah. Kaba mayim tzrichet liyas. Bekiyah. Eight bachas mechtei lekadosh mibed adala kaihanim. You have to have enough water that suffices to wash Talat Kahana.
Minimum.
Okay. Remember, declared dead. What does it mean, Talat Kahana? Do you have to keep filling it up by every person, or it's just in the beginning? I got some achlokes in this. Shenemar Aaron Avadov. Aaron and his sons.
One
month. Yeah, Aaron Avadov. So who are the sons? Afterwards. Aaron Avadov, the Hayu, Elazar, Bisabar, Opitchas, Imahem, Are Arba. Aaron, Elazar, Bisabar, and an Anakel who's called the son also. He doesn't have Moshe like the Rashi had. No, it doesn't have like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, he does, because he's referring not to Moshe Rabbeinu, who only he held out it was like the Shishim Abi Luim. And that is not included in the Kahuna. So he has that, but look what he says with this pasuk. He's talking about Pinchas. Pinchas didn't come a Kayim until 40 years later. So what does it mean at that seedly? Bais that he had, that. I want to mention one other thing here also. A pelvic thing, an absolute bell in Parshas Pinchas. Yeah, very good. Wait, good, very good, excellent. The Das Kedem, I was meant to mention something, I'll tell everybody to do with it. I probably should not do it, I'm doing it only because I'm honest. No. In the beginning, the Das Kedem Balataisvis that we have, in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, this is Daskeda Balatoismus. In the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, we find, we're really going to have the Gemara, really tomorrow. But when it says, when they were chosen, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, so we have at the very beginning of Parshas Pinchas, it says, Vaisalava Lazaro Acharav Veriz Kudasailov. Right? So it says, what does it mean, Vaisalava Lazaro Acharav Shehe Mashuach Melchaba Bikadva Elah? He's going to be a Mashuach Melchaba from this point on. This point on means what? From the 40 years, from the Maisa Pichas. Vesel Shomar Akasav Bebachemes Bidyan. That's why it says, but Isa Mespinchas Ben Elazar Akayin. Mikad Amru. Ladis Kayin Pinchas at Shaharga Lazimri. And that's when he became a Kayin of Mashiach. Of course, we do have a problem. The Gemara will have Mitzah Shem tomorrow. But then comes the Daskeinim Balataisis and says, Hitchem Rabbeinu Shmuel. He brings him from Rabbeinu Shmuel. Says, Mishmini Ma'elach Pinchas was a Mashiach Muhammad. From Reish Chaydash, 40 years before that, he was a Mashiach Muhammad. Shkeimayna, what was Elisheva of the Simchas that she had that day? She had what? Shkeimayna Simchasu. Shkeimayna brings that. They had all the Mesheva Simchas. There were seven happy occasions that she had, Elisheva. What were they? Elisheva, Aishas Aaron, the brother, the wife of Aaron, that Yisera Allah Acheres more than everybody else. Shaya Ben Minah, Mashiach Muhammad, one is that her grandson, Maisha, her brother-in-law was the Melech, and this one was this, and Kayin Gadol, her husband was this, and all the things that there are. And one of them was, her grandson was a Mashiach Muhammad. I'm only saying it now because Ari is leaving Teretz Israel today, I don't want him to miss us. Shaya Ben Minah, Mashiach Muhammad. So Franklin Daskeda Balatoisvis, he was a Mashiach Muhammad 40 years before that. What's it telling us? He became a Kayin? Only later on, Mashiach Muhammad, he's a Mashiach Muhammad already for the first year in the Midbar. Listen to this.
Did he have to be a Kayin?
Yeah, he has to be a Kayin. Of course, he had to be a Kayin. Mashiach Muhammad took him say he has to be a Kayin. No. Mashiach Muhammad had to be a Kayin. Yeshema, Bisham, Nasan, Lo, Nitna, Lo, Lias, Mashiach, Mochaba. Enoch, and Abi. He was a Mashiach, Mochaba, as a Kayin before, and he had to be a Kayin. Aval, Avaida, Ladiris, Lo, but he was not authorized to do Avaida. The card dignalo akahuna l'chol mili, elizaro achrav, bris with a complete bris kudas oilav, no bifurcation in the kahuna. He was a kayin legabe mashua mochaba. He was not a kayin that could do avoida. We have over here a pongina and a split ticket. It's the character of Pinchas. He was a miktas kayin and he was qualified to do mashuach but to be the mashuach mochava, but it was a bifurkir to kayin. The kayin, there was a split ticket in his status as being a kayin. And therefore he was a kayin, but not a complete kayin. He was a kayin, not a complete kayin, and therefore that's how we reconcile the two things.
How Rav Ashi
deals
with that?
Yeah.
What was the point?
Yeah, I'm so it doesn't matter. Rashi or Bar Ashi? Okay. So Charles, at what point? So we have the whole machlokes. At what point did he become a kohen? Then later in history, we have the whole machlokes. And therefore, so what did they say? They came over here and said, why did they give it to Pinchas? He went by Pinchas. Maybe Pinchas wasn't a kohen yet. He wasn't able to. Maybe he wasn't a kohen. We have the whole machlokes. We see that the Rambam holds. The way the Rambam brings him was a kohen already from before. The way the Rambam brings him. I don't know. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be. The Rambam also might be able to. And Amar Rab Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu had a status of Kohen Gadol. When? According to what you're saying. The Chaylik Mekotche Shomayim HaYishineba Me'elo Me'ilim LeMoshe HaYelamonu. If Pinchas was with them, why didn't they say Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen? Maybe he should have given it to Moshe Rabbeinu to eat. Why Pinchas? The Omar Shaini Moshe the Torah B'Shechina. He wasn't able. He was busy doing Torah B'Shechina. The Omar Mar Moshe Bashkaba, like we find. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Kabbal Satira, Bashkabal, Bashkaba Yarad? And he wasn't available maybe to eat it. Hard to hear, but. Meisvei, Lechem Elokav, Bikotche HaKadoshim, Amin HaKadoshim, Yoichal. Im Nemru Kotche Kotchim, Lava Nemru Kotchim Kalim. Im Nemru Kotche Kalim, Lava Nemru Kotche Kotchim. Something Gemara, so what again? What do we have? Lechem Elokav, Bikotche HaKadoshim, Bikotchim, Amin HaKadoshim, Yoichal. He eats, why did it have to specify that when the Kohen eats, he eats from everything. Ilo leina ema kachim kalim, or you see ema kachim kachim huni yachal, but shahre hutru lazar. V'lohem. Shahre hutru lazar v'lohem. Habitats kakam, I would say, shahre hutru because it became, you see ema kachim kachim huni yachal, shahre hutru lazar v'lohem. For, to eat, Shahutra Lazar Balahem. The Gemara thinks Hutra Lazar, who's it referring to? It's that, and by the community, let me alone. Referring to Moshe. We'll see how, why. And Moshe Enke, by Kutchum Kalim, Yehei Eichel, Ila, say it again. I see how Kutchum Kutchum, and I'm going to call them. Kutchum Kalim, Lo Yechel. Ila, Lo Yechel, Kutchum Kutchum, you see, Amen. Maybe kachim kalim yayachal, she kalim in kalim, kachim, maybe lo yayachal. Lachach nebra bekachim kachim. Lachach nebra bekachim kalim. Alright, so that katani me is. Sharehutra lazar. Elohim. Who is that referring to? What's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu? Not Moshe? In which case, so you see that Moshe was not a kayim. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's status through the 40 years of the Midbar? We have a big machlokes where his status was to be a kohen, or was he not a kohen in the Midbar? Rav Sheshes live. It's from reference to Baba Lazar. The Chadibri Ha'aymer Yesh Mincha Baba. Going like that, but it's not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mitz Hashem, we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.